length of any more really big ones.
You mentioned the Tennessee River the other day. Are there any other rivers?
excuse me. Tennessee River and, no.
Okay.
Not in the immediate area.
What would you call a small rise in land?
Hill.
Is there anything smaller?
A rise.
Okay.
You ever heard of Potato Hill?
No.
Potato Hill is, what they refer to in, it's my uncle that lives on the farm that's telling me this too. It's just a very steep hill. It almost looks like a potato. I don't know if possibly it's good for raising potatoes or what, but I know that I was taught that in younger days. Are there any other names that you asked me that I would give for hills, rises?
What's the thing that you turn on a door?
Knob.
Did you ever hear that word used to mean land?
No.
Okay.
Knob hill. There is a knob hill. I don't know where it is. There is a knob hill in Huntsville, no.
Oh, in Huntsville.
I'm pretty sure it's in Huntsville. It's not here, is it?
I think there's an apartment complex or something.
That's what I'm thinking of. Erase it. That's what I'm thinking of. Knob hill apartments, that's right.
Okay. What if it's something that's very large, much larger than a hill?
Mountain?
Yes.
Or?
What is the rocky side of the mountain that drops off sharply?
Cliff.
And if you had two of them, you'd have two?
Cliffs.
Good. And up in the mountains, where the road goes across a low place, not down in the valley, but actually up in the mountains, what would you call that low place?
A plateau of the mountain.
Okay.
No, I'm questioning.
Well, do you have any other
what I said? No.
Do you understand what I'm describing?
Yes, it's just a flat part of the mountain.
No, not necessarily a flat part, but just a little place in the mountains where you can get through.
Oh,
it might
be plateau.
Two mountains, and then there's a place where you can get through.
Yeah, mountain trail.
Okay, in a western, you might see the gunfighter cutting a little something in the handle of his gun. You would call that a... Or a woodcutter.
What?
Would cut one in a tree.
Nick.
Another word similar to that.
Notch.
Yes, did you ever hear that used for a place between the mountains?
Notch. Yeah, maybe in reading, not in talking.
Okay. A place where boats stop and freight is unloaded?
Oh, dock.
Okay. Now, you've already mentioned a fall as being a place where water goes over. Do you have any other names for that?
Falls, dams, that's the only two. That water would fall over something, that's the only two I can think of.
Okay. What are roads made of? Different types of roads.
Tar. Asphalt. Gravel, dirt, concrete, that's about all I can think of. Blacktop, did the same thing as tar anyway.
Okay. What is a little road that goes off the main road?
Could be referring to an alley, it's depending on how small it is. An alley to me would be a small road going between two houses. Just a road.
This is not between houses. This is
no,
just a little just road. You're driving
side road. That's what I would call it. Side road.
Okay. And what if you're driving along a public road and then you come to the road that leads to a man's house? What would you call that road?
Driveway.
Okay. Even if it were something that were very long out in the country and maybe
might be called a lane then.
Okay. Does it make any difference whether it's lined with trees or not?
Yes, I'd call one that was lined with trees. I think I'd probably call it a lane before I would one that wouldn't be lined with trees.
Mm-hmm. What about a place where you drive the cattle?